bonk-a-ditch-a-bang-a-ditch-a-bonk-a-ditch-a-bang. The Groove Juice Special, keep rolling along. The Groove Juice Special is the nightclub song. You're out at night and start feeling tight. The juicy, 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 juicy Groove Juice. Z for Zisky.
Hello, all you Banters, Breeze, and Buddy Gees out there. Do you dig those mellow kicks, or are you off the cob? Well, just stash your frame on a pig hide and let me boot you to my play. You won't even have to bust your conch. Just cop to this deep sugar. It's the meds. Are your boots laced? If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't fret. This is a little bit of jive, and I'll bet you're more familiar with it than you think. A duke, for instance, is a hand, as in put up your dukes. Deep six is a grave, and a chick, of course, is a girl. A glossary of jive is just one small part of a new book by Bill Milkowski called Swing It, An Annotated History of Jive. I don't know if he's on the Jersey side of snatch play, but he is on the line with us from New York with all his exuberance. Hello, Bill Milkowski.
Lisa, I had no idea you were so hep to the jive. You studied, huh?
I worked on this for a while using your glossary in your book, I might add. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what I was talking about either. Did you understand what I said?
I was shocked that you put it all together so brilliantly.
Well, it is a lot of fun, and that's certainly an element of jive, fun and playfulness. But really, why don't we just get a true definition of jive?
Well, what you were referring to is specifically the coded language that came out of the jitterbug scene of the late 30s and early 40s. It also describes an attitude that it was conveyed in the music of that time, which is about fun-loving, personified by this anthemic tune, Let the Good Times Roll, Louis Jordan tune.
Everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
Now, Louis Jordan was known as Mr. Personality.
He was the king of jukeboxes. He was Mr. Personality. He was Mr. Let the Good Times Roll. And there was a quote that he had in a book, Honkers and Shouters, where he says, my whole theory, my whole life has been about when you come to hear me, I want to make you happy.
Gonna settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a-rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. So take me right back to the track, jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chee-boogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chee-boogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chee-boogie. Take me right back to the track.
One of the people who really initiated this whole linguistics phenomenon was Cab Calloway, who wrote a book called Cab Calloway's Heptionary. This was back in 1936. And another virtuoso of jive was Dan Burley, who was the editor of the Amsterdam Daily News, a daily newspaper based in Harlem. He had a book that came out called The Original Harlem Handbook of Jive in 1944. These were the golden years of jive, the war years and post-war years.
So we're talking about a little bit of jazz, a little bit of blues, a little bit of R&B, a little bit of swing. Is this all jive?
Musically, it's kind of typified by this very infectious shuffling rhythm. Lyrically, it can be anything from nonsensical to just rhyming couplets, and in that way, it almost relates to present-day hip-hop and rap music. Coded language in rhythm, very cleverly, very slickly conveyed in rhyme.
Well, you mentioned Cab Calloway as being the really big guy who started it all off. So why don't we listen to some Cab Calloway? This is an aptly titled song, Are You Hep to the Jive?
Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep, are you hep, are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the jive? Do you lace your boots high? Are you fly or you fly? Do you dig, do you dig, do you swing on a gig? Are you hep to the jive? Do you get in the groove?
Yes, yes.
Does the beat make you move?
Yes, yes.
do you send yourself jack and then trilly yawn back again, though that it's smooth? Oh, are you hep to the jive? Are you hep to the jive? Are you hep? Are you hep? Are you keeping in step? Are you hep to the jive?
Cab Calloway singing Are You Hep to the Jive, recorded in 1940. Now, did jive reach across color lines? Were audiences black and white?
Yes, the audiences that came to the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem in the 30s, late 30s, mid-30s, were all dancers, and they were black and white and Hispanic, and they came to dance, and there was really, it was a colorblind scene, and the people who followed in the wake of Cab, like Louis Jordan, really had mixed audiences as well. They had black and white audiences, and people who came to see them play were from all different types of walks of life because they communicated with such ebullience and joy that it was infectious to everyone.
Now, this music was really popular with people just who loved music to listen to it, but the critics didn't think it was... My understanding is the critics kind of looked down their noses at it. Is that right?
Well, you know, in retrospect, over time, I think a lot of these characters have been dismissed as novelty figures or comedians or entertainers, but the fact is, they swung as hard as anyone, which is partly why I wrote this book. I wanted to really give some of these characters their due.
Now, some of these words that we're hearing, or we will hear in these songs, like voot, but sometimes they pronounce it vouty, V-O-U-T, voot, vooty, but sometimes they rhyme it with vouty. What is that?
Vout is part of the jive patois that Slim Gaylard perpetrated during his reign in the late 30s and early 40s, and it was really picked up on by fans of Slim's. Vout is an expression. It's the equivalent of mellow or groovy or awesome, as kids would say today, or cool, and he attached that to a lot of words to define something that he enjoyed very much. Voot was just another variation to make it rhyme with something else, but he also used the suffix O'Rooney or O'Reeny to further define something that he dug. You dig?
Now the name of this song is the Flat Fleet Fuji. The Flat Fleet Fuji with the floor. The Flat Fleet Fuji with the floor.
Tell us a little bit about Slim Gaylard. Talk about a guy who's got a lot of talent.
He not only played guitar like Charlie Christian and sang wonderfully and played great piano, he also played piano with the backs of his knuckles and played timpani and xylophone and had sung in 8 languages, but he invented his own language as well, and it really became something of a cult phenomenon at the time in the late 30s, early 40s, where college students had adopted his language, certain suffixes and prefixes that he put onto words.
Spaghetti-arini. Didn't your father say spaghetti-arini or spaghetti?
Yeah, well, see, that kind of came into the mainstream consciousness through people like Steve Allen, who picked up on what Slim was doing, and him and Al Jazbo Collins at Disc Jockey really championed Slim and his zany sense of humor, and then incorporated it into their own television shows and radio shows to the point where it eventually reached my father. And I remember as a kid, 10-year-old, hearing my father talk in this insane language that I thought he had invented. It wasn't until later that I found out it came out of Slim.
Vout-o-reeny, Mag-Rooty, Vout-o-reeny, Mag-Rooty, Vout. Orini, Magzuti,
Slim Gaylard also did a song called Dunkin' Bagel, recorded in 1945, which is another one of these crazy, I'm not sure you could understand what he's talking about.
That's the lyrics for the tune, Dunkin' Bagel, splashing the coffee. And then from there, it's just improvising call and response, and it gets quite insane.
Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, splash in the coffee. Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, splash in the coffee.
matzo balls, a matzo balzarini,
a filter fish,
a filter fish booty,
pickle herring,
a pickle herrini,
lox of rooty,
a lox of booty,
Dunkin' berry, Dunkin' bagel, Dunkin' bagel,
splash
in the coffee, Dunkin' bagel, Dunkin' bagel, Dunkin' bagel,
splash
in the coffee.
How about a bowl of gefilte fish?
Cold?
Hot?
Dunkin' Bagel by Slim Gaylard, recorded in 1945. You know, it sounds like he's just reading the menu of a deli.
He has a tune that's called Yeprak Harisi, which is he's reading the menu of an Armenian restaurant, and that's the lyrics. I mean, this guy is completely zany. Lox-a-rooney? Come on. It's hilarious.
For bagel and lox?
Yeah. Matzo ballerini? Gefilte fish-a-rooney. I got hooked. I have a nursery rhyme I could do.
Oh, good. Okay.
Here's an example of jive. Remember the child's prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. In jive it would read, now I stash me down to nod, my mellow frame upon this sod. If I should cop a drill before the early toot, I'll spiel to the head knock to make all things root. You dig?
Bill Milkowski. His book is called Swing It, An Annotated History of Jive. He joined us from our New York bureau. Alrighty, that's Weekend, All Things Considered.
Bandit dandle, 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 bandit dandle